Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dukes of Bell, day before Tampa. And what was supposed to be a big game, not no more here. The fellas are going to be with you coming up at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. They're down at the company Christmas party. And so they picked up the phone and they said, hey, can you fill in for us for a couple of hours so we can go down there? Because they're going to be fit to be tied when they get up here at the top of the hour. And what I mean by fit to be... the yeah, you know where I was going with that, don't you? John Fricke in with... Day-Day here as we take your calls at 404-726-0929. Ahead of the Falcons and Bucks, for whatever that's worth. I'm asking you, I don't know what we're doing here. I'm not talking about me being here on the air. I'm talking about with the Falcons. I don't know what we're doing here with the rest of the year. I can't figure this out. We got a Falcons game tomorrow night, and poor Turtle's going to do the Falcons flyover right after the game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That flyover show is going to be nothing but all y'all calling in and screaming the same things that you screamed the last few weeks. I mean, it's just going to be, you know, because what are we doing? Why would we? I have so many questions. I don't know why Raheem Morris is still the head coach. I don't know why Zach Robinson is still the offensive coordinator. I don't know why Marquise Williams is still the special teams coordinator. I don't know why T.J. Yates is still the quarterback coach. I don't know why in the world Kirk Cousins is still the quarterback. What's the point? Unless you're going to bring them all back. Because it makes no literal sense to me to keep them. If you're going to fire them, just fire them. Let Albrecht coach the team. I said that 2 weeks ago. I said it a month ago. I said it after the Miami game. Just move on. And now that they've officially been eliminated, what's the point of playing Kirk Cousins? Unless you're going to bring him back. Because there is no point. Who cares? Sit your butt on the bench there, you know, broke down liar, and, you know, Kaz out, because it doesn't matter if we win or lose. Matter of fact, we'd probably rather lose because, frankly, well, I can never ever, ever root for the Falcons to lose, okay? That doesn't mean it isn't better that they do. I just can't root for that to happen. Once the game kicks off, and I especially, you know, they're going to wear the real helmets, which, oh, my God, that's another story why they don't go to the real helmets. They're going to wear the real helmets tomorrow night. And so, you know, I'm like, I'll be all in. You know, I'll be 17 years old, senior in Lithonia High School, 1977, Fulton County Stadium back in, okay? you know, Bart and you know, Alfred Jenkins and Wallace Francis, and, you know, it all come back. Here's Mike Ken. I mean, here's Jeff Van Note. I mean, it all comes flowing back to you, right? Here comes the Grit Splits. Here comes Fulton Kuykendall. Here comes Scott Case. All those guys, right? You know, and it all kind of comes flowing back in, you know, as, you know, and, oh, we're back, you know. I can't not during the game root for them to win, okay? But that doesn't mean it isn't better for them to lose, because obviously it is. Because since you traded away your first-round pick, and again, I have no problem with the fact they made that trade. I still think, even as high as it will be potentially, it's probably going to work out that the Falcons got the better end of the deal. All right, so I got no problem with the way the trade handled. Right? I'm not worried about that. But that doesn't mean you don't need as high a second-round pick as you can get. Plus, as high a third-round pick as you can get, and as high a fourth-round pick as you can get, because not only do you not have a first-round, you don't have a fifth-round pick. You know, and if you're going to use your sixth-round pick on a developmental quarterback, by the way, can I stop for a second? Because I got somebody in my DM, Dumb Howard. I got two friends named Howard. One's Howard and the other's Dumb Howard. Dumb Howard. Diego Pavia is not going to be a sixth-round pick. He's going to be in the second. Oh, my God, dude. Diego Pavia is like 5'11", okay? He's not. He's going to go to the Senior Bowl. I take nothing away from him. He had a spectacular career at New Mexico State and Vanderbilt. He's not in the top 20 quarterbacks available. Okay, Howard? He's just not. I mean, if we're going to take a developmental quarterback, this is not exactly a great – it could turn out oddly to be a top-heavy class of quarterbacks. But, you know, if you look at Mendoza at the top, potentially the number one pick, looks like he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. Certainly, I think Ty Simpson at Alabama's got a chance to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. But Carson Beck's stock has plummeted, obviously. And Pavia is just, I would much rather have Haynes King. Haynes King is 3 to 4 inches taller. He's 30 pounds heavier. He's faster, by the way, than Pavia. He throws a better deep ball. I would much, much rather have Haynes King than Diego Pavia as an NFL team. And if the Falcons wanted to draft Haynes King in the sixth round, I'd have no problem with that. I think that might be a smart thing to do. Because we have no idea who the starting quarterback is going to be at the beginning of next year. Here we are, eliminated as Falcons fans, with a month to go in the season. Arthur Smith might have actually had us still in it, but Raheem doesn't. And we all got mad at Arthur Smith for baling wire and paper clips and everything else he had to work, and he managed to keep the team in it. Not so much these guys. And is this between the kicker thing? How many kickers have we had? Diddy, what's the over-under on how many kickers we've had in the last, say, 17 games? Like 9? I mean, how many kickers have we had?
We are on, what, number 3, right?
I think Romo, it's actually 4. It might be 4.
Cool, Romo.
That other dude.
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, 4.
Yeah. And now the Zane, right? I mean, we can't cover a punt. We can't cover a kickoff. Okay. No. Well, let's fire the wide receiver coach. Okay. Is I kill you? Has got to be sitting around somewhere going, man, I screwed that team up something fierce, didn't I? All my fault. It's all my fault. God bless America. What are we doing here? Because I'm starting to worry that not only is Raheem going to be back, but Zach Robbins is going to be back. That Kirk Cousins is going to be back. Because what are your options at quarterback if Penix can't go? What if he can't go, guys? Well, we're just going to put guys, what if he can't go? And there's some train of thought saying, yeah, it might be August. August, seasons, that's the season, guys. I mean, if he's not ready at training camp time and he's still nursing it, what are we looking at? I'm starting to think that Michael Penix may not be back till midway through the season next year. I mean, they're not telling us. Of course, they can't know yet. But it sounds like he's going to be out a considerable amount of time. And if he cannot, you have to start thinking about what you're going to do if he cannot. You can't just have Joe Schmo, Kyle Trask, or Easton Stick, backup guy, be your quarterback for a game, 2 games, 3 games, 5 games, 6 games, 8 games. Who the hell knows the whole season? You just can't throw it away. There's too much talent on this team. Look at all the young talent, and you're wasting it. You're wasting it by standing there with your finger in the air, hoping that the wind turns. What the hell is going on in Flowery Branch? Make moves now. Hey, is Ulbrich going to be your head coach? Does he have the potential to be your head coach? Well, then good. Make him your head coach. What's going to happen when Raheem goes back to Tampa, where he was failure, and they get blown out tomorrow night? What if they get beat 52-6? What's it going to say? Because this is not me, okay? Not me, not John Fricke, all right? Because I don't use the Q word. But there were some people writing stories, go Google it, about the second half against the Seahawks, and they were using the Q word. Guys, it's if they go out and get throttled tomorrow, how do we not use the Q word? I mean, there's going to be a revolt inside that locker room. Who the hell wants to go put your butt on the line and risk a season-ending injury for this? Do you? That's why I'm saying only half kiddingly. You know, Drake, if you wanted to sit out till next year and your knee was better, you know, too bad. I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to be mad at you. I mean, just saying. I'm not. Now, normally, if they were in the middle of stuff, I'd be like, dude, you got to get, if you, there's a difference between injured and hurt. You got to get your butt out there. You're too important. Normally, I'd be saying that, boy, you got to get healed up. But if he wanted to, like, just kind of milk this thing till, I don't know, you know, OTAs next year, fine. What's the diff, dude? You've been eliminated. And we're going to stand around here and pretend that it's going to get better? You're sitting in the doctor's office, right? Oh, no, that's too obvious. So I got that in my life here. You know when you're in a relationship and it's just over, right? You're on the date, and you've been dating for a while, and you just know it's over. But you can't bring yourself to just, you know, you don't want to be the person to break it up. Oh my God. You know, cause honestly, I don't know about you. I dated my share of women and no woman ever broke up with me. And that's just the way it worked. Okay. I always had to be the bad guy. Now they may have started to pull away and I sort of sensed that. So that's their way of breaking up. I'm not saying that I was just, but there comes a point right in the relationship. Well, I went through a divorce too. You just say, okay, somebody's got to pull the trigger here, right? Okay. And sometimes you wait a little bit too long and then you're like, what's going on here? You know, why are we going out on these dates? This is pointless. And I dated a girl and I was like, I learned my lesson because I was like, on the fifth date after I had already made the decision, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I spending any money with this person that I want to spend any more time? And I finally just dropped her off at her place in Vinings and I said, hey, by the way, we're done. She goes, that's it. And I went, it was like Forrest Gump on his run. I think I'm done. You're just walking away. Yep. Bye. You're a so-and-so. Yeah, I am. That's fine. You got to cut it. But they don't want to do this. They have to drag it out. And worse, they make it tough on... See, you have some responsibility to your customers. And we, the customers, are being dragged through the mud here by the coach coming out and saying, hey, happy-go-lucky, yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It wasn't so. You heard that interview, didn't you? Where he's like, yeah, we got to get better. Get better? The season's over, dude. Ain't no getting better. Don't care about getting better right now. There's no getting better and being better tomorrow night. Who gives a damn? Only thing I care about, do you want to get better? Quit. That's how we'll get better. Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.